This is Onmo Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Onmo Radio News Update at 11. I'm Gamain Gaya. Good morning. Liberia today joins the rest of the world to celebrate World Poetry Day. World Poetry Day is a time to appreciate and support poets and poetry around the world. It is held on March 21st and is an initiative of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, that is the UNESCO. In November 1999, UNESCO designated World Poetry Day to be held on March 21st each year. The organization recognized the important role of poetry in the arts and in cultures throughout the world and over time. World Poetry Day focuses on promoting a return to the oral tradition of poetry, as well as strengthening the association between poetry and other forms of expression. One of the main objectives of the day is to support linguistic diversity through poetic expression and to offer endangered languages the opportunity to be held within their communities. A local charity, the Foundation for the Rights of Women and Children, FRWC, and the government of Japan have signed a grant assistance agreement. Under the agreement, the Japanese government, through its Grant Assistance for Grassroots Human Security Projects Scheme, will make available $71,943 to the FRWC for the construction of a protection center for women and children at Caldwell, Monserrado County. According to a release, the project will serve as a protection center for children, victims of domestic violence, and adolescent girls. These beneficiaries will receive counseling to ensure that they get the necessary advice they need to better handle their cases. Japanese Ambassador to Liberia, Karu Oshimura, signed on behalf of his government, while the Executive Director of the Foundation for the Rights of Women and Children, Mrs. Masa Kewu Menzga, signed on behalf of her organization. The Sexual and Gender-Based Violence Crimes Unit has begun the deployment of victim support officers and case liaison officers at Justice and Security Hubs 2 and 3. The Justice and Security Hubs 2 and 3 are based in the southeast of Liberia. The director of the SGBV Crimes Unit told on Meredo News that the deployment is part of efforts to promote a consolidated national response to sexual and gender-based violence in the society. Councillor John Kibber added that the case liaison officers and the victim support officers are being provided basic training to improve their operations. The Institute for Research and Democratic Development, that is the ARIT, has released its legislative report card for 2014-2015, highlighting improvement in the operations of the first branch of government. ARIT Executive Director Harold Edo told on Meredo News that, unlike the past, the legislature has improved in its activities. Mr. Edo pointed to the lawmaking process, which he said is now based mainly on research. He observed that due to this, the legislators are making laws that are mainly driven by research and public hearings. The ARIT Executive Director, however, said the lawmakers need to improve in the performance of their oversight responsibilities. He noted that the lawmakers failed to demand quarterly budget reports from agencies and ministries of government. According to Mr. Edo, this is a key part of the oversight responsibility of the legislature that has not been exercised. This news is coming to you from Onmo Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Elections have taken place in 5 African countries, while Senegal held a referendum on reducing presidential terms. A presidential runoff went ahead in Niger, even though the opposition candidate was in French hospital. Congo-Brazzaville has cut all telecommunications for 2 days to prevent illegal publication of results of its presidential election. Elections were also held in Benin, Cape Verde, and Zanzibar. Riot police used tear gas to disperse dozens of opposition supporters who alleged vote irregularity after voting ended in the capital. Opposition groups are reported to have been denied access to the counting of ballots. And finally, President Barack Obama has arrived in Cuba for a historic visit to the island and talks with its communist leader. He is the first sitting U.S. president to visit since the 1959 revolution, which signaled decades of hostility. Speaking at the reopened U.S. embassy in Havana, he called the visit historic. He also spent time in the old city. Mr. Obama will meet President Raul Castro, but not retired revolutionary leader Fidel Castro, and the pair will discuss trade and political reform. That's the Onwe Radio News update at 11, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/UNMIL2003, or twitter/UNMIL News. I'm Kamain Gaya. Good morning.